and the night, and the day too, Shlomo Weisbord.
Last week we talked about tea bags.
2 weeks ago.
What?
2 weeks ago.
Sorry, yeah, 2 weeks ago. So we spoke about using a tea bag on Shabbos. The first shaila was, which I don't know, someone just told me that was something going around. And it was a bit upset actually because it says there about making a tea on Shabbos. So what we said last time was that there's a big shaila about tea bags. Question number one is, a tea bag cooks very quickly, very easily. Tea leaves. So the question is it called Kameh Habishl B'yotza? Is it called something which is nicer, cooks very easy, and therefore it's not even allowed in the Keli Shlishi? It's a big machlok aposkim. But Moshe allows it. Moshe says that tea leaves, we only know what Chazal tell us, can't cook and gets cooked in the Keli Shlishi, certain types of fish. Anything else we treat as though it does not get cooked in the Keli Shlishi. So Moshe, or Hashulchan, I think, or Moshe says that tea leaves can be made in the Keli Shlishi. However, many, many poskim disagree with this, and they say, B'chush, you can see that the tea leaves get cooked, and the mice has got a taste, and therefore many poskim hold that tea leaves are Kali Apishon B'yosa, and one should not make even a Keli Shlishi. If you can't make it the Keli Shlishi, it means Keli Revi, Keli Chamishi, it was all the way along, there's no difference. All the way along, it's Asa. The only way to make it would be less than Yatzer Ezra, which is not very pleasant. It's less than 40, 45 degrees or 43 degrees. That's the only way to make it. So that's issue number one. Then we spoke about last time about someone who makes the tea bags on Erev Shabbos. That means a person, for example, has a teapot, and he pours boiling hot water over the tea bags in the teapot, and he makes a tea essence on Erev Shabbos. So that tea essence can be put in a Keli Sheni. It's had Iru Keli Rishon done to it, so it can be put in a Keli Sheni. So you can take water from an urn and then pour some of this tea essence into the cup. That's what we have to do. That's what we said last time. If it's this way down that we just made, if you made it in a teapot, then you can. That's what we said last time. Then we spoke about taking out the tea bag itself. So we said, pastures, taking out the tea bag is not a problem of boiler itself. The tea bag is quite big. It's not really called ma'uruv with the tea. That's not a problem. The only problem that does arise is that when a person takes out the tea bag, it drains out. From the tea bag, it drains out the essence through the tea bag itself, which is, that's called boiler bakeli, which is not allowed to be done. The person shouldn't do that. Not allowed to be done. Therefore, we said the only way to do that is, if you have to take it out, is to put a spoon underneath the tea bag, lift up the tea bag, and therefore nothing really drains out. That is what to do. That's what we said. That was Mitzvah Hilchos tea on Shabbos. I've missed out one other point, which is very interesting, which seems to be a big machlokas over here, and that is, I've never seen this, I don't think. Maybe I have seen it on that. Sometimes people have got in their teapot. Let's say they use tea leaves, it's a dot tea bag, tea leaves. Some people have got in their teapot itself, like a strainer. As it comes to the mouthpiece of the actual teapot, there's a strainer inside the teapot itself. Anyone see this before?
Yeah. Ah,
yeah? Very interesting that. So the mice, is that a problem on Shabbos to use it? Ah, yes, that's true. That's simple. I mean, if you've got plenty of tea in your teapot and the tea leaves never get to there, there's no shine at all, obviously. That's quite right, actually. Yeah, there's no problem about that.
What would the shine be? Boiled?
Yeah, it's boiled bakeli.
You need the thing back.
What happens is you've got a slack. I haven't got an example here.
Although it's beer, yes.
That's what I'm saying. Boiled bakeli is a problem, even if it's beer, there's open up the. So the shaila is, as you're pouring out from your teapot, is there a problem as the tea leaves go through the strainer, they get held back? Is that called boiled bakeli? Pashtus should be a problem. That's a problem. Other people want to make, that's not your main kavana. We'll see about this. We're going to talk about sorcerers when we come to this a bit later. Yeah? It's an interesting point. I didn't speak about it last time. It's an interesting point. Who adin? I didn't mention last time, when you're using tea bags in your teapot. So Kaltzman, your teapot's got full of water in it, and the tea essence is over the tea bags, no problem. But as you get to the bottom and you're pouring out the tea, your tea is going through the tea bags, which is also boiled bakeli. So one has to be careful about that as well, yeah? One has to be aware that could also be a problem.
Strains the bag.
It's straining, the bag is straining the tea as it goes through. must be careful. Okay. Meister nowadays, I've got a Meister, this tea essence. Actually, I haven't seen it around for a while. But you could officially buy a tea essence. PG used to make a tea essence. Well, used to be ones that made the tea essence, where you could actually, no problem. And it's like coffee granules. It's already been cooked beforehand. It's already much better. Yeah, there's no much less of a problem. Okay, that's the shadow of a tea bag on the shovel. It's under well thought of a tea bag. What else I think we said last time? So let's move on to today's Shaila. So number one is a potato peeler. Can a person use a potato peeler? So the poskim say that a potato peeler is called a... Shkoye Moshe. Thank you very much. Thanks, Moshe. Shkoye. Thank you very much. Yeah, very good. Oh, it's got a good nice shot here. So this, to use this on Shabbos, the Meister, tear this open on Shabbos, besides tearing it open, to put that in your tea bag, or to put this in your tea on Shabbos is very problematic. I told you last time, someone told me he's got in his front garden, he's got a mint tree, a mint bush. He told me every Erev Shabbos he cuts off some mint from his mint bush on Erev Shabbos, and he puts it in, he makes a tea on Shabbos with it. You see his problem? That mint bush has not been cooked. It's mummy's raw. You can't put it, it's mummy's like Kali Abish, you can't do it. It's problematic, you mustn't do that on Shabbos. Shkoye Moshe, thank you very much. Shkoye. Right, so come to put it in the case. Let's talk about, first of all, a potato peeler. So a potato peeler is the poskim say that's called boira bakeli. It's a specialized instrument. It's normally used for peeling in quantities, normally. I mean, you might use it in small bits, but the maaser, a person shouldn't do that. It's called boira bakeli, and normally you don't use that b'shas achila, and therefore Chazal give it a shem of boira bakeli. And therefore one should not use these potato peelers on Shabbos. By the way,
and
nodule is better, Moshe. You could do it in a better way, but it's better. Hu Adin, Moshe, let's say for example, it's not my Shabbos recipe, but let's say for example, a person's got peas in water. So a person wants to put this in, it's not a very good example either, but let's just say it for the time being, puts his spoon inside here, and he gets the peas out like this. Allowed, Rabbi Yisai?
No.
That's the problem. Because why about this is a drainer, the water drains through here. This is called boira bakeli. He's using a specialized instrument to sieve the water out of the peas. Can't do that. I've seen this happen before. Some people tie this, it's right, I don't really write what they're saying. Let's say, for example, in soup. So a wife scoops out soup with lotion in a ladle. And she doesn't want all that soup, so she pours the soup back into the bowl, into the pot. Allowed?
Against the
water. What's the problem then?
The juices. The soup's going back out, and you're keeping all the. It's becoming soilless. The soup is soilless.
You're doing soilless. You understand? You've got a scoop. You scooped out, Moshe, your soup with your lotion inside your spoon. Moshe, you've got it just in your ladle. You've got soup with lotion. But the maaser is too much soup there. So you take the ladle and you tilt it back in, that the soup goes back in.
Even though you've got a bit of soup which you like, it's not really, I don't want it. I have got it. Even though there's soup I put back, I have got it on my plate, a full plate of soup. It's not as if I don't like the soup.
I do like the soup.
It's just I don't want that. It's that particular
one. I don't want it.
Still like the
soup. No, I don't want it.
Yeah, but the
second thing comes over the next one. Oh, wait. So the chayla, that is the problem, yeah? The chayla, that's the problem. You're pouring
the soup. There's a bit of soup left with it as well. Not a lot, there is a bit of soup left with it. In the ladle. When you're chipping out the soup and keeping the lotion in your ladle, you'll have a bit of soup left in the ladle.
Oh, no.
Someone's
got 100 apples, 100 oranges, it takes up 20 apples, is that right? That's boira. Man, you minimise the issa, you reduce the mixture.
If I took a label with my lotion and my soup bin, that's not boira, is it?
If you take
my soup, my label with my soup and my lotion from soup,
and that's what I'm saying. You want
boira? Correct, not boira.
The bit of soup that you pulled out wasn't mixed with the option.
Yeah.
The top part is on there, put near the ladle. That's it, mate. I thought that's a bit, imagine you pour quite a bit out. You just have with the lobster, you don't want to be left with the lobster. Yeah, it's right, it's not a big lady with the lobster and the soup in, you pour the top service off, that's not mixed with the lobster. The top part's not mixed with that, that's not a problem, that's not my way, isn't it?
Yeah, I can take a piece of that.
That's definitely okay. Take that soup with the ladle and pour it to someone else's plate who needs it, who wants it, that's it, yeah? The shine is, I'm not sure, when you put it back into the pot, I'm not convinced, I'm not sure. So the last person who's having it there, that's a problem, yeah? That's a good point at the same time, I'm not sure, that's a good point, I don't know. So this is the halacha of, I haven't got a good example, I think I was such a rascal. How can you, let's say someone's got a lokshen soup, and he wants to scoop out, well, let's say this case over here, how can you get rid of this water? So what it is, what you could do, Rabbi says, in the mixture itself, you can tilt the peas, more or less, that only got peas there, when you drain it out with no water. You have to make the separation inside the pot itself. That means, what you do is, if I take it out like this, the water drains out, that's the problem. If I scoop it inside, and I'm to the side while it's under water, and then all the water will be drained out, and then I take it out, that's the hurry, no problem, because then it's not draining. So you have to know how to do it. So either you give it to someone else, either you give it to another person that they don't want. So here, you're not going to have that. And peas with water, you won't have that.
Here in the peas, it's not going to help you. You're doing the peas. No, it's not boiled. It's inside the mixture, it's not boiled. You're putting the peas out. You're putting the peas out of water.
There's no mixture, no boiled. If I use this thing, for example, to take out potatoes.
From where?
From no water.
No water, if there's no mixture, there won't be anything. But they're under water. But if it's all tilted to the side, the water's drained off. So you can do it with an option and soup. How to do it? If you can drain it all off inside there, that's okay. How to hydrate it off? What are you draining off for? If you tilt it to the side, when you move it, it takes it to the side, it's all drained inside.
Ah, you put the peas in the ladle first.
Yeah, inside the mixture, with the water. With the water, and tilt it to the side. So why is it not boiled? But it's not boiled. In the mixture, it's not boiled. I said, no, it's not out of the mixture. Inside the mixture, though. No, I don't know. Not till now. No, how's it? How's it get the water away from the peas? Inside the mixture. Inside the mixture. Tilt it. Actually, the water's drained inside the mixture. But like, if there's no water coming out of it.
You pull the water, you pull the peas out of the water. Yeah, it's not mixed. It is mixed. It's not mixed. Where do you pull that from? That's what's called mixed. The mix is when you drain the water out of the peas. If there's no water to drain out of the peas, it's not mixed. As far as I know, that's mixed. Yeah, it's not so simple. It's not so simple, boiled bakeli. Then the other shayla, also raising shayla, that is people do this actually. I don't know if anyone's got this, a salt cellar with rice inside.
Yeah.
Now, the idea of this is, what's the idea of this salt cellar with rice inside?
Huh? Keep the salt dry.
Right, because there's a moisture in rice, which lechera is problematic. You don't want a wet salt. So it's very simple. So you put dry piece of rice inside. That is meant to absorb all the liquid. And then you pour it. Now, what's the shayla? The shayla is, when you pour the salt cellar, the little holes at the top let the salt go out, but they stop the rice going out. Is that called boiled bakeli?
I don't really want the rice. I mean, it's not simply there for that. It's not really something that I feel like. Why don't I burn it? You're separating the salt from the rice. I know, it's not. You're doing it because of the... That's a very interesting question. That's a very interesting question over here. So there might be both rights. There's a big machloekes about this, actually.
Some say, I don't really understand this episode well. I think this is Shabbat, I'm not sure. Some explain that the heter is based on your kavona. Your kavona is not in separating the rice from the salt. Your kavana is to distribute the salt equally. It happens to be incidentally that it's also doing an act of boira. I told you a few years ago, a woman phoned me up. She said, I thought it was a very good question. She said to me, she says, I don't understand. She says, you're allowed to, if you have to open a tin on Shabbos, you're allowed to open a tin on Shabbos where you make a hole at the bottom, a hole at the top. Let's say you've got corn inside your tin. So she said to my cousin, how is that allowed? When you make your hole at the bottom, all the juice drains out. You've done boira. With a keli. But even if you need it, Moshi, boira but keli is not allowed on Shabbos. You can't use a keli to boira. It's a good question. I must say, it's a very good question. I mean, that's clear. Someone's got a pineapple tin. I think we've spoken about it a few times. And a pineapple tin, let's make it easy. The pineapple tin was open before Shabbos. There's no lid on a pineapple tin. There's a lid on a pineapple tin, let's say, for example. But it's open before Shabbos. It's flat down. Now, I want to have pineapple juice. So I've put the lid, I've closed the lid down, and I pour the pineapple juice into a cup. That's pasuk called Boira Bekeli. This lid is helping in the selection. I mean, even though I'm having a pineapple juice straight away, and it's okum napsoilus, I want that, but I'm using boira bekeli. That's not allowed. So why is this different? Why do you make a hole?
You're not doing it.
Where?
You're
just making a hole. So some time it could be that here, it's interesting, it's boira, I don't know if it's right 100%, but a psik ratio, if you're not intending for that to happen, it's inevitable it's going to happen. Huh?
Because it happens by itself.
It happens by itself. It could be that's allowed. Maybe that's the heta. That's a head, maybe. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, very interesting halacha, which is similar to this, and that is if a person wants to take some food for his animal, and his animal is in like a, you've got like a sieve. So a person puts the food in the sieve, and something drains out. Which Shulchan Aruch, as far as I'm concerned, is mutter, because you're not interested in doing boira there, you're just taking it to your animal to eat. That is, it's a specific ratio that's going to happen, but that is incidentally not doing it. It could be, I'm not sure if it's right, but many possum hold that salt in the rice in the salt cell is mutter. Because you're not machamed for that.
Others, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true.
Why?
Because imagine if there would be no hole, small hole at the top, you wouldn't put the rice inside.
If what?
You only put the rice inside because you know that it's going to be filtered out when you pull the salt out. If there would be no lid on the salt, then you're not pulling out the salt. Not going to pull the salt out.
You're scared the rice will come out.
Yeah.
But that's not my corner now. When I'm pouring out my salt now, I'm not intending to separate the salt from the rice. My corner now is to spread the salt equally on my food.
Yeah, there's no lid to dip the salt, the colour into the salt.
The main thing I'm doing is spread. I'm not interested in the rice inside there. The main point of what I'm doing is to spread the salt evenly on my food. I want to spread my salt on my chicken.
Yeah.
My kavana is not to separate the rice. I'm not intending. I don't think about it properly. I might be happy that it's done right now, but that's not my kavana. That's my focus. Moshe and others holds the problem actually. I'm looking for a Moshe. Moshe is a mindset, it's an act of boira. At the end of the day, you've selected, you've used a keli to separate the thing. That's the problem. Oh, interesting, my focus. The last year, it was also very interesting. Can you use a nutcracker on Shabbos? To crack a walnuts, you crack a nutcracker, what's it called?
Walnuts.
Is that a problem? No. That's something with boira actually. You're not separating psoes and oikos. You know what you're doing is you're making a mixture. When you crack open the nut, the good mixes with the bad. It's all one mixture. You have to separate the mixture. Yeah, okay. There's no boira in that. That's the kamuta. That's not a problem of boira. Afterwards, when you take out your nut to eat, that's okay. But the actual action of the selecting of the cracking of the nut itself is not boira. We have to check the problem. I've got you looking at your problem. I've got my problem. I've got to check the problem.
Okay.
Yes, that's really the halakha of the boira. Okay, I'm going to stop there.
Sure.
Sure,
they're going out.